Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook comments for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 26th. Looks like we're going to start off the week here a little bit lower. December corn down 4¾ cents at 386¼. December wheat down 5¼ cents at 522¾. And November beans down 8 cents at 965. Just a quick broadcasting note. I will be at Farm Progress Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be there all day Tuesday, Wednesday just till 3 o'clock. I'll be in the Stone X booth at the Varied Industries building, so I hope you come by and say hello. We were lower overnight. The Pro Farmer Tour came out with a very bearish bean number. I thought it was pretty bullish on the corn. Interesting that the corn and wheat made new contract lows, but the beans didn't, and the real bearish number was in the beans, so it's hard to figure. The corn number was 181.1 for yield, production 14,979,000. So that's a pretty small number compared to the USDA. It's 168 million bushels under the USDA. Soybean yield 54.9, production 4.740 billion bushels. That's 151 million bushels above the USDA, a very bearish number there. For the week, we're going to be hot and dry in the Midwest. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, looks like we cool off, maybe get a little rain later in the week. The temperature's moderating after Wednesday. The Canadian rail strike, the workers are back to work. I don't know that they've settled the strike, but the government has ordered them back to work, and it looks like most members of the union are complying with that. So it looks like that may be over for the time being anyway. The cattle on feed report, the placements at 105.8 were a little bit more than what they were looking for, so that might be a little bit bearish out here. Overall, as we go through the week, we'll get the export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get crop progress at 3 o'clock. My guess is they'll take a little bit out of the ratings with it being so hot and dry the last several days. So we'll see where that comes out. But we normally see the ratings decrease, but they could be a little accelerated by this weather. We'll get export sales for the week on Thursday. We didn't see any daily sales today. That's the first time, I think, in just about a week that we haven't seen something out of China. But hopefully they'll be back in the market soon here. Maybe on today's break, they'll look to buy more. Again, it's interesting that the corn and wheat numbers were the best. Actually, the corn number was the best. The wheat, the beans were the worst. But the beans didn't make a new contract low, at least yet. We're about a dime away from that. But the corn and wheat did make contract lows. Kind of hard to figure on that. Overall, though, you know, we've got this bearish tone. It may last through the week. We've got farmers still holding on to old crop corn and beans. These delayed pricing contracts are absolutely going to bury the American farmer. They're going to get hit on flat price. They're going to get hit on basis. But once this gets done, which should be by the end of the week, then maybe after the long holiday, we can see a change in the mood and change in the direction of these markets, hopefully. If the American farmer has sold out of their old crop to make way for new crop, then I think we can see a rally out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Be sure to stop by the Stone X booth in the Varied Industries building to say hello if you're at the Farm Progress Show. Have a good day.